This broadcast brought to you by Lulu's Bait Shack. Fresh Florida seafood, gigantic fishbowl drinks, and live music. Lulu's in Beach Place on A1A in the heart of Fort Lauderdale Beach. And starting in October, original music every Wednesday night at Lulu's Bait Shack.
It's the Bill Murphy Show. A daily one-on-one 30-minute interview between people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
Thank you, Scott Chapin, again, for doing that intro at the top of our show. Looking very forward to a new project that I'm involved with Scotty Guitar Balls Chapin. Tell you more about that in the future. In fact, we're going to have Scotty on very soon to talk about that very project. Welcome to the digital broadcast for Wednesday, September 8th, 2010, actually being taped on Tuesday, September 7th in the evening. And for those of you who are hip to the new media that's out and all the new ways of marketing that are available to people and the internet revolution, this should be a very interesting show to you as we will dig into the facts. Those of you who know nothing about it or don't know what social networking means, you might learn a thing or two here. So, we're trying to stay as informative and as cutting edge as we can. But I trust that if you're listening to this podcast, it means you're internet savvy enough that this stuff may be at least a little bit interesting to you. Today, we welcome from Cross Promotions, Inc., Lisa Gruscio, who is on top of all this stuff every single day. And I'm going to dig some info out of her on today's digital broadcast. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for joining me.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
This is cool. I feel like I'm ahead of the eight ball here, as long as I'm communicating with you about the future and the internet and social networking. And I know that when we were getting ready to do this interview, you were looking for a quiet room because you have a barking dog in the house. But please don't worry if the dog barks. I make my dog part of my show all the time, so don't even worry about it. You're also a fellow German Shepherd owner?
Yes, I am.
That's awesome.
Love them to death.
They're the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love those labs and all, but German Shepherds are the best, and I'm glad that we at least agree on that. Lisa, you are in, tell us what Cross Promotions, Inc. is in 50 words or less, what that company is and what its goals are. And then I want to get into the background on how you got into it, but what is Cross Promotions, Inc.?
Cross Promotions, Inc. is a promotion, social media marketing company. We do video productions, social media marketing, product marketing, you name it, I will help promote it.
In any way possible, by all the coolest, newest means that that come about seemingly every day now. It seems like every day there's a new method and a newer, cool, hip thing to do to market yourself or your business on the internet, and your company tries to stay on top of all that stuff, correct?
Definitely.
You said video production. I'm going to get right into that because it seems to me, no matter who I talk to about this little internet venture I'm on, and believe me, Lisa and the listeners out there, I'm conducting this interview partly to get some personal knowledge here. I'm going to try to steal some of Lisa's ideas and techniques to try to bring this show to the next level. And I know there's a lot to learn about all this stuff. You talk about video. It seems that everybody I talk to says to get video involved, get YouTube involved, and promote yourself with a visual, reward for the customer to see or the potential client. When did this all come about, and how true is that, that belief that you always have to have a video on your back at all times?
Well, I have 10 years experience in television advertising and worked for some pretty large corporations, cable companies and broadcast organizations, and I've watched how they have taken their commercial advertising and driven it more towards digital media marketing. The difference between digital media marketing and on-air advertising, commercial advertising, is one is permission-based, where people are subscribing to you and are interested in what you have to say, and whatever you're promoting or whatever news you're sharing with them, they're wanting to hear what you have to say.
I see. It's more like they got there for a reason, and that reason probably has something to do with your company, as opposed to just a random commercial that you're sitting and watching TV and a commercial comes up that you could care less about, right? That's the difference? Right.
Interruption-based marketing, and it's very hard to track interruption-based marketing. With today's media in digital marketing, you have the ability to track who's watching, and that's why it's important. I think today people just have that innate ability. They want to click. They want to be entertained. They want to see. And if you can take something as simple as a press kit or verbiage that you discuss about your business and put it in an animation or in some sort of video form, you know, people just can't resist pushing the button.
Moving parts, buttons, animations, anything that is interactive by at all, and that's what's going to get people's attention.
Definitely.
It's fascinating stuff. And the video part is very understandable, because now it seems like if you do any sort of a video production presentation, portfolio for your company, whether it's a 30-second promo or 3-minute sort of introductory video, your money is much better spent when it's in the social marketing arena, because social networking arena, I should say, because it, as we mentioned before, we touched on it a little bit, it's more targeted towards people that are actually looking for that. You know, and I could see why companies that would think about doing a television commercial could think, well, you know, if 90% of the people, you know, that this gets to are not even going to pay attention to it, then it doesn't seem like money well spent. So it's a much more cost-effective way to do high-end video production pieces, correct?
Definitely, and we have 4 TV shows on the air right now that I help promote. I'm the communications director for 2 producers. And the neat thing that they're doing within these programs is they're building a concept or a brand within the program. So in essence, it's like a 30-minute entertainment piece about a client. One of our shows is a travel show. So in essence, if we go to your hotel and we videotape your hotel, it's a 30-minute piece about you.
Right.
And that is really, really interesting, because it's based within a program. So we've found that has become very successful with a lot of our clients, and we've had a lot of feedback in regards to that.
Well, to just bounce that back at you for a second and to play a slight devil's advocate here, would it be fair to call that sort of like an infomercial in disguise? In other words, you've got an entertainment-based program, but you're gearing the content towards the product or the service or the company that it is that you're presenting. Is it related to the infomercial at least?
It's sort of kind of like an infomercial, but I don't know if you've noticed, like shows like American Idol, if you notice, they have their Coca-Cola glasses aimed directly at the viewer, and every time they cut away and to, you know, Simon Cowell, he picks up a glass and he starts drinking it, whether
right.
he's drinking soda or not. It's branding. It's within the content.
Product placement, like they do in movies too.
Right. Definitely, and right. I think that's where it's at these days, and it just that to me. That's how you're going to get the attention of your viewers, and if you put it on places like social media marketing sites like Facebook or YouTube or Vimeo or Flickr, or you know, image is everything. You're in essence building a brand or a community around your product or yourself.
Right.
And people like to see things. They want to see it. It's all word of mouth.
Right. So, they want to see it. They want to react. They want to touch. They want to feel. I got you.
Definitely.
Right. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about Facebook and why it's so huge. Now, one of the questions I do want to get to with you, I'm going to save for a little bit later, and that is what you originally went to school for and trained to do, because obviously it's a different world that you're living in now than the one you actually trained for. But I'll get into that in a bit. First, I want to talk a little bit about Facebook. A few years back, we had MySpace, and then for a little while, MySpace and Facebook were running simultaneously, and then Facebook obviously took off exponentially and is now in command of the social networking world. What was it about Facebook that made it excel over MySpace? And is part of the answer to that, was MySpace a little ahead of their time?
I think that MySpace was ahead of its time. From my understanding, I think that MySpace was used more towards bands and comedians in the beginning. And then it migrated into a lot of graphic material, and there were hardly any restrictions on what you can and cannot put up there.
Okay.
Now, I think Facebook, from what I understand, was a college, it began in a college scene, and then it just grew and grew and grew. But what's really interesting in the findings is that older generations, your 55 and up, are actually, you know, taking the time to build and have recognized that Facebook is a means of communication with their family. They can stay in touch with photographs. And one thing that is great about Facebook is word-of-mouth advertising. You could put out a, you know, post on your wall saying, hey, does anybody know an AC guy? And I guarantee you're going to get like five comments.
Right, absolutely. I mean, I equate it. I mean, and I've made some observations about Facebook and the whole social networking arena myself. And what I can compare it to is when you share information like this. Does anybody know of a good place I can run and get a haircut in this area? Does somebody know of a good lawn maintenance guy? I need a new one. Hey, have you heard this new record? You know, check out this new single from this such and such artist. All these are conversations that if you went back, you know, 30 years ago or 25, 30 years ago before computers were even close to being a household name, these were things that would be discussed in, I don't know, social gatherings, sitting around a table or hanging out at a pool area or at a picnic. And now, you know, I think it's sort of helping to get us out of that rut where people were living in their own worlds. Now we've got everybody living in their own little computer world, but still they're communicating with everybody else at the same time. So I don't know. I wasn't really going anywhere with that, but that's my observation of it. And I think it's a good thing. I think it, rather than look at it as people just, you know, wasting time in front of a computer, at least people are interacting with each other.
Well, and worldwide, which is fascinating.
Right.
I actually spoke to someone today on one of my pages that was in Iraq, and I learned that he had a marble company where he does countertops. So it's really fascinating because you never know who you're going to meet on Facebook.
Right.
I've found a bunch of clients, a bunch of colleagues that are doing exactly the same thing that I am doing, and it's really neat to socialize with them, so to speak, and network with them, because I kind of see, like, today's day and age, a lot of people are working out of their homes. A lot of people are, in a sense, building like a consortium.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have to have that big marketing firm. I could partner with somebody who does graphics, and I can hire them on board to help me.
It's right.
It's kind of neat. It's a really neat tool to find and access people that you normally would never have the opportunity to. And it doesn't cost you anything.
Right. We're discussing the whole social networking revolution with Lisa Gruscio, who's with Cross Promotions. And I'll just add to this, for those of you listening that are just trying to absorb information about what's going on in the future here, I will just contribute to this part of it that I'm personally doing this project, this daily interview show, now as opposed to 3 or 4 years ago. It's always been something I've wanted to do, but the technology, the bandwidth, the internet speeds are now at a point where it's just so easy to do this. I think if I tried to do this show 3 years ago or 4 years ago, more than half, maybe three quarters of my listeners would probably have so much trouble listening to it with skipping and buffering and waiting and operating systems not being compatible, that they would just give up after a while and that would have no room to take off. What I'm noticing now is the way technology is, 90, maybe 95% of everybody that's trying to listen to this show, you know, is successful at doing it. And that's the key. I think that's what's making everybody raise their eyebrows to get on board this technology. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I totally agree with that. Technology is incredible.
The internet speeds are, is, I don't think they're done growing. I mean, we could probably anticipate them doubling or tripling in the next 4 or 5 years, too. Don't you think so?
I think you're going to see a lot of the things that you see on the internet on your phone. And as we are seeing now, I've been approached with another means of marketing in regards to text messaging. I'm not so sure how I feel about that.
Because that seems a little interruptive, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Okay. I mean, there's people already doing that. I get all kinds of texts from newsletters that I'm not sure how I got on them. But, you know, that sounds like it's going back to the old, you know, we interrupt this program to bring you a promotional message. So you don't see a bright future for that text message marketing?
I think that there will be in regards to the advertiser, but for the consumer, it might be a bit of a nuisance.
Right. What else is on the horizon? Is there another Facebook on the way up? Is Facebook going to be basically the playing field that everybody uses for the unforetold future? Or is there any talk at all about anything taking it over?
I haven't heard anything like that, but in my opinion, I think that any advertiser or client out there or business that does not have a YouTube or some means of creating a channel to have people learn about their products, they're missing the boat.
Right.
I think that just watching how the silliest nonsense videos have the most hits, and that those are trackable hits, and that's how advertisers are placing their ads. I have this website that I visit. What an amazing idea. This man created a page where you're having a bad day and you just want to escape. So you log on his YouTube channel, you have to watch a 30-second commercial, and then it's nothing but beach. The waves crashing in and out and in and out, and he's got a million hits.
Brilliant.
Just watching ocean scenery.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's totally brilliant.
Why didn't I think of that? So that nothing's holding someone like that back except for spreading the word around. And so you would imagine that there's a Facebook page that directs people to that, maybe a fan page that sort of directs people to that YouTube channel. Or do YouTube channels just have strange ways of, I don't know, attracting viewers just by being there?
You can promote within YouTube and people can subscribe to your channel. But to me, Facebook is a means of collecting eyeballs and getting as many people to be a fan of who you are, and then you leading them to whatever.
Right.
I direct my clients or my friends or my fans to my page. And on my Cross Promotions, Inc. website, there's all my clients that I'm promoting. So in essence, my friends, my family, my fans on my Facebook are learning all about the people that I'm supporting and I'm promoting. So you're just driving those eyeballs to various websites, to various businesses, and hopefully those clients are educating that traffic on what it is that they do and who, you know, what they represent.
Right. So I want to get into that. I know I got this background question I want to ask you, but one more like geeky techie thing. Our numbers, our hits on websites that you get on your own, like Cross Promotions Inc. or whatever it is, your own personal business websites. I'm not talking about Facebook now. You have hits and visits. If somebody's putting something together and intends to make money on something because of visibility and constant visits, what kind of numbers should they be thinking about before they can expect to start making some money? Do you have any idea what it is as far as hits or unique visits? What numbers in the ballpark that people need to be looking at before they can consider that to be worth anything?
Well, I think it's still new. If you recall way back when, you have Nielsen ratings in regards to television and Arbitron ratings,
right?
Correct? And now, I don't think that there's a company, so to speak, that is actually tracking website pages, you know, and saying, well, this is the most hit website and this is the best traffic. I think the consumer, the owner or the promoter has to speak for themselves. And
sure.
that's the greatest thing about these tools that we have now that are digital, is there's reports that can be ran, and you can share that information with your clients and say, you know, I have XYZ amount of people that are visiting my page. It would behoove you to want to be a sponsor because I'm getting this much traffic.
Right. And not only that, but it's coming from here and some of it's coming from there and 10% of it's coming from here. So it actually is location specific too. So,
and you can track that. Unlike a commercial advertisement that you would say, well, my demographics would fit on Dr. Oz. And then a salesperson would say, well, you know, we estimate that 30 million viewers are watching Dr. Oz at one time.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't ever get hit with a commercial advertisement. I have a fast forward button.
Right. Well, that's another problem with TiVo and DVRs. It's really getting the advertising industry is really taking a hit on that. So it's an interesting point that you just made. Let's recap this for a bit. You just said that there is really no official ratings system or, you know, measurement system in place yet that can like rank, for instance, daily podcast shows and show which ones have more hits and listeners than others and rate them and rank them. So although that's not in place yet, it probably will be sometime in the future. And those of you who are in business and doing it independently and selling it yourself, you're kind of ahead of the game and you're getting a head start on other businesses that will do it after the rating system's in place. So for now, we're all on our own, and it's kind of exciting for your price structure and your business plan to be all your own with your own plan and your own statistics set up the way you want, right?
You become your own independent promoter.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, on that note, anyone who wants to promote on the Bill Murphy Show can get in touch with me at murph@billmurphyshow.com, and we can tell you the stats about who's hitting and where they're hitting from and get your product promoted on there as well. And maybe we can make you part of Cross Promotions, Inc. as well, because our show is integrated with your company now as well. So we're kind of working hand in hand on this. Lisa Gruscio, you're in the social networking industry now. You said a little bit about what you did in the past, but tell us a little bit about where you went to school. Where'd you grow up and where'd you go to school? And when you were in school, I'm sure it's safe to say you didn't envision doing this kind of work because it probably didn't really exist. But what were you planning on doing? Is it stuff that's still related to this industry?
Yes, it is. Actually, it's kind of funny. I'm from down south, where Broward County area. I was raised in Coral Springs.
You're another native Floridian?
I was born in Staten Island.
Okay.
I moved down here when I was an infant, so technically I guess I am a Floridian.
Okay, all right. You came young enough, but you were born in New York like everybody else.
Yeah. I attended Broward Community College way back when to be a computer programmer, as I was working at a company off of Sunrise Boulevard called Encore Computer.
Okay.
I was there in the beginnings of when the internet was created. We started off with something called news groups, and then we had amber screens and green screens, and now I'm really dating myself.
Wow.
We had the first X Windows came out, and then that was the beginning of when the internet started kicking off. It was actually a product that was built with X Mosaic, and it was a NASA product that we worked with. And then that was how you had Windows and Windows, and then it just grew and grew and grew. And I said to myself, while I was attending this, you know, this degree I was trying to accomplish, I said, I don't want to sit behind a desk all day long.
Right.
And I don't want to be a computer geek. And guess what I'm doing now? I'm sitting behind a computer and doing social media marketing.
Which you really didn't even learn about till just a few years ago. Right.
Right. Well, I acquired this taste because I landed in concert production and video production, and one of my father's sayings was, you know, telephone, television, tell Lisa. And I was always somebody who would always be a promoter. I've always been, as my girlfriend used to call me, the great connector. If you had a need, I always found somebody that could help you. And so I just fell into this. I acquired a degree last year, an organizational management degree from Palm Beach Atlantic University, and they just gave me the tools that I needed to become my own business owner. I said, enough is enough, and I'm gonna you know, work to pay it forward, so to speak. I feel that advertising has its negative drawbacks.
Right.
I want to be able to give positive feedback and work with people to uplift them. And so that's my goal, is to create videos and television shows and, you know, social media marketing that is positive, hopeful, you know, gives value, has morals and ethics, and that's where I'm at.
That's very cool. So you're all about the clean content, good message, good positive vibes, and forward motion. You're representing the future in the social networking. You're also representing independence, because you're doing this whole business venture on your own, which is, we all know, is a big risk to take, and it's very admirable of you. It's a cool thing to be involved with. Now, do you find yourself kind of anxious every once in a while that you're keeping up to date with all the newest, coolest things? I would imagine you have some pretty unique places that you surf on a daily basis, and it's probably not the traditional newspapers and magazines. You're probably looking at some pretty techie stuff on a regular basis.
Yeah, I feel like I'm behind the eight ball all the time.
And you know what? You probably are. We probably all are behind the eight ball every day if we're not, you know, keeping up on it every minute, you know?
Yeah, there's not enough hours in the day to do all of this and learn all the new techniques. And every, you know, couple weeks, Facebook has a new change and a new update. And it's like,
right.
Oh, I have to learn a new way of handling that task.
Yeah, especially if one of your clients asks you, hey, what's going on here? And you want to be the expert and tell them, oh, that's just a new thing you have to. So, you know, if you could miss something like that by a day and not know what they're talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm, definitely. You become an addict, actually.
Right. So where do you do most of your work? Are you based out of Palm Beach County or Boca Raton or North Broward County?
I'm up in Palm Beach County, but I travel from Palm Beach all the way down to Broward. I have a few clients down in Broward. I have family down in Broward, mm-hmm. So I will go wherever I'm needed. My shows, actually, I have a couple television shows scheduled in September and October. Ion Travel is actually going over to Arizona for a shoot.
Ion Travel. I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit there. That was Ion Travel. And where could one view something like that?
Ion Travel is currently on the Dish Network.
Okay.
And we are now getting picked up by DirecTV and also Untamed Network, which is another network that we will be airing on shortly. We're actually shooting also in Wales. We actually had a client that is willing to pay for everything and send us over to Wales to shoot for a whole week in the UK. So that's going to be awesome. That's coming up in March.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, your work doesn't really restrict you to South Florida and Palm Beach County. I mean, obviously, you can help somebody out from anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world because of all the ability to communicate by the internet.
Yes, my office is sometimes Panera Bread or Duffy's.
Right.
I love it. Have phone, we'll travel. Have laptop, we'll travel.
That's awesome. So we're going to obviously post links to your Facebook fan page for Cross Promotions Inc. The main page for you there, so everybody has a way to find you and get in touch with you on the internet. Is there any other thing? Is there an email address people could reach you if they have any specific questions?
Sure, it's lgrucicio@att.net.
@att.net. Good old. That's an old email address. Right, that's been around for a long time. That was that one of those that switched from bellsouth.net to att.net?
Yep, but it's people from my past can find me.
Which they seem to do on a regular basis if you have a Facebook page. See, Lisa, that whole half hour flew by so quickly. I really appreciate you giving us a wealth of knowledge in such a short amount of time. We'll have to have you on and update everybody to all the changes that have gone on you know, a couple of months down the road.
Definitely. I thank you so much for your time.
Oh, no, thank you. The pleasure is mine. It's a very educational segment, and we'll get you back on here real soon. Thanks again, Lisa.
Thank you.
Tune in again tomorrow for a new edition. And then before you know it, it'll be Music Friday again right here at BillMurphyShow.com.
Log on each weekday for another edition of The Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to Murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's MURPH@BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.